This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by Link Soul. Check out their spring collection. Go to LinkSoul.com. And by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
Shakes off a couple of pitches, now ready, and fires at a curve, freezes Ohtani. He's gone looking. How about that performance by Zach Jackson? Ward pops up on one pitch, then he strikes out Trout, and Ohtani standing by the side of the road.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
Welcome back to the A's Clubhouse Show here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Jessica Kleinschmidt here with Ray Jensen. Go ahead and give us a call. I know you guys will be happy to do that. 833-625-2278. A's win this one 9-5 and take the series over the Pirates. We're going to take you out to PNC Park and check in with Johnny Dosco. Johnny, the first inning alone was reminiscent of last night's win, where seemingly 1-9 made an impact at the plate. What were some of those highlights for you?
That's exactly right, Jess. I mean, look, Noda on base four times, continues to get on base at an incredible pace. Seth Brown on base five times, Jess. He had three hits. It just could go right down the line. Everybody in the starting lineup got at least one hit, and most of them had multi-hit games. So just a very impressive offensive showing. They got even, you know, they had 15 hits yesterday, and they topped it today with the 17 hits. Got a little dicey at the end, but the bullpen found a way. Trevor May picking up the save, his first of the year. But yeah, just a complete team effort today, and the bats are really hot right now, Jess. I mean, 20 runs, I should say, and 32 hits in the last two games. They really had a chance to win game one as well. Had some late inning situations they didn't come through, so they could have swept a really good and hot team in the Pirates.
Yeah, Johnny, and mentioned a good team win. The bats are hot, but I think we got to tip our cap to Hogan Harris. He's just gotten better and better with each outing. What did you see from him today that particularly impressed you?
Yeah, he looked good. I mean, he changes speed so well, and he just, you know, he's always calm, cool, and collective. You know, even after that really rough start he had, or the rough appearance he had, and before he went down to Triple A Vegas, he's got that kind of calm Louisiana way about him. Nothing really bothers him. He was looking forward to getting back up here to the big leagues, and he proved it in that first appearance back, and he pitched well in his last appearance. So I think Hogan Harris is back, and look, he's got really good stuff. We know that, but to show the poise, and of course you get that 7-run cushion, but he pitched like it was a 1-0 game, not a 7-0 game. So he looked really good today, Ray.
Yeah, and a lot of these pitchers like to say it takes the pressure off, but it didn't really seem like he had any at all. You know, Death Taxes and Ryan Noda, we talked about him and his dominance. He once again proved he's great at the plate with the ability to work the zone. On-base percentage speaks for itself. What's making Noda so great right now, Johnny?
You know, Jess, some of the pitches he spits on that are just barely out of the zone, it's like, it's amazing, this guy's eye. And the A's, you know, they had their eye on Noda after seeing how just his complete control of the strike zone. You know, talk about selective aggressiveness. Well, now he's selectively aggressive in the zone, and pitches that are a little bit out or a little bit in or a little bit up or a little bit low, he's able to just lay off those pitches. And look, and now he's, look, he had the grand slam to center, at a home run the other day to right. It's a home run to left here, using the entire field. Also great defensive play at the end of the game. So he's doing just about everything right. And look, you're looking at a guy who's a potential Rookie of the Year candidate. I mean, he's getting on base. His on-base percentage around .415 right now, right up there, tops amongst rookies. You look at what he's doing rookie-wise, and he's right up there amongst the top, the league leaders in most offensive departments. So, yeah, he's been a treat to watch, and he just keeps getting better and better.
And even his defensive capabilities, he's making these plays that don't think that are going to happen, and then, boom, his glove's out there, and he's taking care of it. I'm glad you mentioned the Rookie of the Year, because people gave me weird looks on Twitter when I tweeted it. So I'm glad you have my back, Johnny B.
Appreciate I always have it. Your back. Always.
Yes, you do. Nice job on the call. We'll talk to you soon. Enjoy
All
your
right.
off day.
Thanks, Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you. We're going to Milwaukee. Thank you.
You're welcome. 833-625-2278. That was the great Johnny Dosco. Now, Ray, it's been kind of cool to watch some of these at-bats with these guys. And we're talking about even the first game of the series, like Johnny talked about. That was a loss, but there's a lot to be taken away from it. I know I'm sounding like a broken record saying that over and over again about this team. But 1-9, sticking it. Yesterday, Esty Ruiz didn't have a game. He went 0-6. Not a bad situation. He deserves a day off every now and then, but those bats just speak for themselves.
Yeah, I definitely think a switch flipped between Miami and this series. The offense was struggling against the Marlins, but once they got to the Steel City, the bats came alive. And yeah, you mentioned the game one loss. It was a tough one, but the A's were in it until the end. So this has been a complete flip for a competitive series, and which is encouraging because the Pirates are a good team this year. So if the A's can keep this up against another quality team in the Brewers coming up starting on Friday, I think it'll build a lot of confidence moving forward. And I think that's what we're starting to see through 1-9 in this and these young hitters is the confidence is growing. And then I think the pitching will come along soon enough, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, and you know, just the first inning alone, you guys, Rooker gets his 35th RBI of the season in the first inning. I'm going to keep saying first inning because that first inning was about four games wrapped in one. He scored Ryan Noda. Kotze said before the game, he told Brent Rooker, don't be scared to get sawed off. Don't be scared to get jammed on some of those pitches. For Brent Rooker, when you're starting the season out, and you're hitting all these balls over the fence, that's all he's probably going to know. So he had to kind of train himself saying, do what you know, hit the ball, it'll go somewhere. Not every hit has to be one that goes over the fence. And just like that walk-off win we had recently against the Braves, you need to make that opposing team work. And that's what Brent's doing. So if he can just keep that approach at the plate, it'll be amazing. Jace Peterson approached the plate with bases juiced, gets a double to add two more RBI on an already strong series for him. And Jonah continued that with an RBI. Let's listen to that Jace Peterson double because I loved it.
As Contreras looks in, Hayes in on the grass at third, pitch swung on, bounced off the first baseline, fair ball, base hit. In to score is Brown, Rooker around third, he'll score, Laureano to third base. They're going to hold him there. It's a double for Jace, and it's 3-0 A's. So Peterson with two more RBIs, giving him 7 in two games. RBIs 19 and 20 for the year. Stay hot, Jace Peterson.
And not to mention, you know, yesterday's game when Jace gets that error and told James Caprillion, I promise you, I'll get four hits. He's a big fat liar, though. He got five. He went 5-for-5 and had himself his first multi-home run game of his career. After that double today, Jonah continued that with an RBI. The runs continued, a 5-run first inning with any outs before, without any outs before Shea Langeliers struck out swinging. Did you hear the crowd, Ray? They gave Contreras a bit of a sarcastic cheer after he finally got a strikeout, like, well, it's about time.
Yeah, a bit of a Bronx cheer from the Steel City faithful. But yeah, it was a rough day for the Pirates, man. And then Contreras had to wear this one. And it's good to have this happen to another team because we've seen it too often this year and what has just been a rough season. We'll put it lightly on that perspective. But yeah, it's so good to be able to take a win like this and a series win like that. And I just feel the frustration that's been building amongst these hitters and they're letting it out against these opposing pitchers. And I hope it keeps going.
Yeah. And yeah. As you mentioned, you know, James Caprillion in the post game press conference yesterday, he said, we are all aware of what's going on. It's not a secret anymore. Kotze's spoken to it. A's GM David Forrest has spoken to it. It's not a question there. And you're right. I think if anybody can understand what the Pirates went through in today's game, it's the team that they played in the A's. But it was a 5-run first inning without, or 13 batters, by the way, in that first inning, 6 hits and 4 walks. So it was a heck of an inning, you know, dipping into that bullpen way earlier than anticipated. So that was great to see. Give us a call, 833-625-2278, as the A's Clubhouse Show continues on A's Cast and the A's.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Radio Network.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
We are right in the middle of major season on the PGA Tour. Hey, those guys are good, but it won't stop you from having a great golf outing at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Just a short drive south of fast-paced Silicon Valley, the 27 holes of championship golf will give you and your friends a full day of enjoyment. Plus, a great 19th hole experience awaits at the Grill. Not only golf, but Cinnabar Hills is ready to provide a first-class experience for any event. Learn more at CinnabarHills.com, CinnabarHills.com.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Okay, I have some fun little nuggets, and not just of the chicken variety, Ray, which I do love those. So Jace Peterson's night on Tuesday night, we had talked about that, 5 for 5, couple of home runs. His 5 hits are the most hits in a game against the Pirates in Oakland history. And you know who was behind him with 4 hits against the Pirates? Josh Fegley, Josh Reddick, who had 4 runs each against the Pirates. And guess who else?
Ramon Laureano.
Mark Notze. He also had 4 hits against the Pirates. So, the thing that I love about this matchup wasn't just that the Pirates were the hottest team in the game, and it also kind of reminded me of watching the A's go up against the Braves, another very solid team. But just from the managerial aspect, we just saw Kotze out there talking to head coach of the Steelers, Mike Tomlin. They have very similar approaches to the game. And to the point of, you know, Mark is definitely a former player, not too far from removed from the game. But that is good to have an extension of the other guys that he's managing. And definitely a calm approach. Of course, they're competitive at the end of the day. And Angry Mike Tomlin is a Twitter account for a reason, because he does get in his ways, but that's just because he wants to win. And I'm a Ravens fan, so I know how those teams can be, and he likes a competitive team. So to see these two teams go up against each other was really cool. From the payroll perspective, they have that in common. You know, Brian Reynolds, we weren't sure if he was going to get that extension, and he definitely got it and earned it. He waited out a little bit, which I really appreciated, but overall, I think this was important, not just for the A's, but for the Pirates as well. When you're the hottest team in baseball, you can sometimes find yourself in the World Series, but you also get humbled along the way. So, Ray, we have to give props where props are due. Everybody on that A's lineup had a solid game or two, and it was well-deserved.
Yeah, this is one of these series that we can take the positives in and just relish in it for a little bit, especially since we have the off day tomorrow. So bask in the glory of a winning series for a bit and then right back to work on Friday. But on the other side, I think this should be a little bit of a wake-up call for the Pirates, that you're not exactly the world beaters everyone has claimed you to be just yet. It's still a little bit of a ways to go, but I do see a huge competitive edge in this Pirates team. This will not be the last that we see of them. I definitely think they're going to be a factor. They'll be relevant, as we say, as we get closer to the fall.
And Ray needs to show some love to his Pirates team, and I really appreciate that. Well, I guess you're more, your background with Pittsburgh, I can't ignore that for you.
Yeah, well, I adopted Pennsylvania, originally from New Jersey. So Tony teases me all the time because I grew up a Mets fan. So when Max Scherzer was complaining about the pitch clock and being the grumpy old man that he's kind of turned into, Tony's texted me like, hey, look at what Max Scherzer's talking about. He just needs to pitch and just be quiet. And
But you know what? You don't have Jacob DeGrom on your team anymore. So that's good.
That hurt. I'll be honest. That hurt. Watching that press conference and him getting teary-eyed.
Yeah, a little emotional. Yeah. But, you know, if it's one person who knows how to come back from that surgery, it's him. And, you know, and speaking of injury updates, we do have some for the A's as well. Some great news, Ray Ray. Mason Miller has begun a throwing program. The highly touted pitcher who, luckily, we got to see Luis Medina step up, and he's been doing strong, building off of his starts. But Miller's beginning a throwing program. Great news there. Kirby Snead threw 22 pitches in an AVL game. He's on basically a spring training-like buildup. Zach Jackson could begin a throwing program next week. Freddie Tarnick threw a bullpen yesterday, but Kotze didn't have any more details on that. So still some good stuff coming out there. And then sticking to the pitchers, Hogan Harris, like we talked about, not only did he get his first major league start, but his first major league win. And Ray, let's talk about that a little bit. Something that these pitchers have had to do is adjust. You know, James Kaprielian went from a demotion to being hopefully a setup, maybe a setup guy, maybe a long guy. Then he's starting again. And same thing with Hogan Harris. You know, he had a closer and he had an opener, and he had these scenarios that he had to endure. And especially with when Mark Kotze is taking advantage of this opener, and Austin Pruitt, as Vince Catronio likes to say, have glove, will travel, is taking a stepping up in every aspect he needs to. So it's got to be good vibes for a guy like Hogan Harris to not only get the win, but building off of what Kaprielian did yesterday as well.
Yeah, I think that's the signs of a growing staff, that you're able to take one start into your own. Your teammates' past great performance fires you up to do as well, if not better, than your teammates. So they're feeding off each other, and that's great to see. But yeah, a lot of adjustments have been made throughout this entire pitching staff. Another young pitcher who has had to adjust is Ken Walbichuk. I know he had a little bit of a rough go of it today. He started the season as a starter, and last year he was lights out. So it's kind of surprising to see him struggle where he is right now with the starter and now long reliever. We'll see where he finally ends up in terms of a role by the end of the season. And you can't help but also mention Shintaro Fujinami, where the A's are just trying to find a place somewhere in this rotation or even this bullpen for him, because his arm is electric. We know that, but he's just struggled with location from time to time. And I think now, though, he's starting to build some consistency. So it's some positive signs from Fuji. And I think we can hopefully see some starting signs from Walbichuk. Hopefully this rough outing doesn't get him down too much, because he can bounce back. He has the talent. We've seen it.
He does. And he was on that streak there for a little bit where he was just winning ball games, helping win ball games for the team. And, you know, at one aspect, he needed all the chances he could get. And we saw some positives go there, and hopefully he can ride off of that. And you're right. I don't think we can characterize his outing as who he actually is as a pitcher. And, you know, Trevor May earned his second save, I believe, of the season. He started the season with the first win for our pitching staff, which was kind of fun to see how that went. But I think ultimately we need to work on consistent pitching. Hitting is definitely showing itself. And, you know, for instance, Brent Rooker is finally becoming the Brent Rooker that we all kind of had heart eyes for heading into the season, starting off the season. And actually he spoke to our own Alex Jensen in the post game. We'll see what he said about how he played and how the rest of the team did as well.
A's get a series win in Pittsburgh as they defeat the Pirates by the final of 9-5, tying a season high with 17 hits. Alex Jensen joined post game by Brent Rooker, and Brent, 17 hits, 15 the night before. As a club, 1-9, what's working for you offensively?
Yeah, it's been a fun two nights, obviously, offensively for our hitters. I think everybody's just kind of taking a really good approach up there and being disciplined what they want to do. And then, obviously, when they're getting the pitches they're looking for, guys are putting good swings on them and finding a lot of barrels. And when you do that, you know, it leads to a lot of hits and a lot of runs, which is a fun way to play.
Tell me about the plan coming in the last two nights. Obviously, a tough righty in Keller last night. And then, you know, Contreras, who's got the slider today, and you guys were able to get him out in the first inning. What was the plan coming in the last 2 days that's kind of led to the success you guys have seen?
Yeah, obviously Mitch last night, having a really good year, really, really high caliber arm. So we're just trying to go in there, battle him, hit the mistakes, because you know he's got good enough stuff where when he throws it where he wants to, it's hard to hit. So you got to make him make mistakes, get him up in the zone, get him out over the plate, then put good swings on it. And then Teo Contreras, obviously he's got a really good fastball and then a good slider off it. So we're just coming in, trying to look to hit the fastball early to avoid getting the slider if we could. And we did a really good job of that early on.
Two hits, two RBIs for yourself, the double to left center, the home run last night. What's worked for you? What adjustments are you making? How have those kind of taken these last 2 days?
Yeah, I've been working on a lot of stuff, obviously a little bit swing-wise and mainly just kind of approach-wise and mindset-wise and trying to not do too much like I feel like I have been at times the last 2 or 3 weeks, so making sure I'm getting the pitch that I want to swing at instead of trying to hit everything. And I've done a better job of that the last 2 nights, which has led to some better results for sure.
Take me inside the clubhouse. Before yesterday's ball game, you guys are blasting the music and Cap comes out and gives you a gritty outing getting through six. What's the mood like in the clubhouse? I know things didn't go your way to start this road trip, but you guys seem loose.
Yeah, it's high energy the last 2 days for sure. Anytime you get the kind of starting pitching performances we got this whole series, really. I mean, JP went out there and battled night one. Cap did a good job last night. And then, Hogue did a great job today. And you match those with some good offensive performances. The vibes are going to be high. Energy's going to be high. We're just looking to kind of keep that rolling in Milwaukee.
Second game batting leadoff for Ryan Nota. How does he set the tone? I mean, his at-bats in his rookie year have just been, they've been really quality.
Yeah, absolutely. He sees a lot of pitches, which is what you want to see out of a leadoff guy. His on base is 415, 420, 430, whatever it is. He's got as good of an eye up there as anybody in the league, just taking his walks, making sure he's getting on base for guys behind him. So, obviously, we got Pokey, who's kind of the prototypical leadoff hitter, but Nota does a really good job when he's asked to slot in there. Yeah. And then the two holes a great spot for him, too, kind of wherever he's at in the lineup. He does a really good job taking really good at-bats.
Finally, being able to add on these last 2 days, I mean, being able to carry that approach, that plan throughout all nine innings, it kind of helps carry the momentum into the next day for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you out and put an offensive performance on like we did last night with a lot of hits and a lot of runs, you're feeling good going into the next day. And it just builds that confidence when you can kind of carry over and do the same thing again. So obviously off day for us tomorrow, which we'll use to kind of refresh and regroup and then hope to carry that offensive momentum into Milwaukee.
Brent Rooker, thank you for your time. Congrats on the win. We'll see you in Milwaukee.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Brent Rooker after the A's defeat the Pirates by the final of 9-5. Jess and Ray, back to you.
Rooker said it best. Hitting is hard. He said a lot. He's working on a lot of stuff while not trying to do too much. That approach is the ultimate, the smartest, simplest way you can talk about major league hitting. Especially if you want to improve yourself, you have to work on a lot of things. But when you approach the plate, you have to simplify it as much as possible. One time, Pauly B told me, "I'm so much better when I'm not thinking about anything," and I couldn't imagine how difficult that must be, because Rooker even said so himself. There's also mental aspects to it. Imagine all that pressure of having one of the hottest Aprils in the league to having one of the coldest Mays in the league. That's got to be a tough balance to find, Ray.
Yeah, it really has to be. And Rooker has been up and down this year, as you mentioned. And ever since his appearance in MLB Network, we talked about the stat of how he struggled. But yeah, he's starting to find his way once again, and it's very encouraging. And it's easier said than done to kind of simplify everything and empty your mind, as they like to say, when with those into meditation and yoga, stuff like that. But it's one of those things where you just have to trust in yourself, trust in your coaches. And I think Rooker hasn't lacked in himself in terms of trust and self-assurance. It's just getting those results to produce on the field. And I think now he's starting to get that way. So it doesn't get easier, though, with the Brewers coming up. So I'll be interested to see how he attacks them and what's the plan for him going forward. But a lot of positives today. So trying to focus on those as much as possible, because it's, boy, oh boy, is it good to see these bats hot again.
And you know what I was thinking of? I know they don't, quote, think about the opponent when they get a win, but they can't not think about the opponent when they get the win. Same, what happened with the Braves last year, the A's managed to sweep the Astros. Like, those are big wins. When it comes to your baseball reference page, that doesn't necessarily matter. But I feel like if you're going to win against a team, why not make it the Pirates? Why not make it the Braves? And we talk about World Series championships, those matchups. It's the best team in baseball usually versus the hottest team in baseball. And it feels like we went up against both those teams in the last 2 weeks. So that's got to be a good vibe setting heading into another tough matchup on the road in Milwaukee.
Yeah, if you're going to win, win big. And the A's have definitely done that in those past series wins at the Braves and now for the Pirates. So hopefully we don't continue this flip-flop pattern where we were really good against the Braves and then just completely flatlined against the Marlins and then back up against the Pirates. So hopefully we continue this trend upward against the Brew Crew because they're in the thick of it too. They're right next to the Pirates in the NL Central standings. So they're not going to take this series lightly. They're not going to feel sorry for the A's and their struggles throughout this season. So the Oakland has to go on of continuing, honestly, a chip on their shoulder and say, yeah, you can look at our record, but that's not how we're playing. That's not how we're competing. So let's go on of a fire after the refresh on Thursday and come in swinging against the Brewers.
I want to talk again about Ryan Noda. I want to be his eyes. And I think of Barry Bonds. He had those amazing eyes. He would see a baseball and it would look like a beach ball. I feel like Ryan Noda has similar aspects to that. Not only does he get on base, but when he does have these at bats leading up to a possible walk, he's patient. He's smart. He has these, and Tony Kemp said it to me before, he has mature at bats. And Kotze said what Tony probably means by that is professional at bats. Remind ourselves, he's still a rookie. He just made his major league debut this season with the A's. But I have to be reminded constantly of that. And I'll even see the way that he talks to the umpire when he swings and misses. He says, you know, where did that miss? Or where did I miss? Where was that pitch? He wants to just get better. He's like a sponge soaking up all the knowledge. So being able to watch him do that, especially when you have a guy like Ruiz sitting out and you need a guy to get on base like that. I mean, that's just numbers and that's just simply the way that you can put it. But having him in that lineup has been great to see, and especially losing a guy like Aguilar, who wasn't necessarily stepping up when they needed it, he's doing a beautiful job.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly on wanting Ryan Noda's eyes, because without my glasses, I'm as blind as a bat. Just give me echolocation at that point because I can't see anything. He has a very contrarian approach at the plate, and I mean that in a good way, opposed to some rookies where they're hungry. They just want to hit anything. Base hits, double, a pop out to left field. They don't care. They just want to get the ball in the air. Noda has a contrarian approach and it's benefited. So I hope he never gets placed out of this leadoff spot. I know Ruiz is great getting on base and his stolen bases, but every time Noda is in the leadoff spot in this lineup, he's excelled. So I say keep him there while he's hot. Find a place for Ruiz in that top three that set the table for the big boppers and just let's keep going with it because it's working. So why not get, if it's not broken, why fix it?
Yeah, and I will say even having Ruiz sit out this one and get a win is definitely a positive as well. That's our best hitter on the team. I mean, probably not the hottest hitter on the team. That's probably Jace Peterson and maybe the rest of the lineup, but it's just really good to see from that aspect. And I know Noda is Towny's guy. If Towny joins us later, I'm sure he's going to rave about him even more. And just a guy that needed a chance, you know, strong in the minors. There were some questions about him making the roster heading out of spring training. Of course, that was when the team still possessed Christian Pache, and people were unsure about Brent Rooker making the roster over Pache. So it was just one of those scenarios that I think he can rest a little bit easier because he's doing well with that. And he's embracing his role with the A's. He just talked on A's Cast recently saying he loves the players. He loves the coaches. He loves the fans. He loves the media. So we've been doing a good job and doing well by him as well. So stay tuned as the A's Clubhouse Show continues on A's Cast and A's Radio Network. Jessica Kleinschmidt here with Ray Jensen. Coming up, we have Hogan Harris.
Which NorCal drivers are enjoying the best of everything these days? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
My Honda Pilot is the perfect family SUV.
My Honda CR-V is definitely a great choice.
Honda was named Best Overall Brand, Most Refined Brand, and Best Value Brand of 2022 by Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Save now at your NorCal Honda dealer.
Based on 2022 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
For details, ask anyone who owns a Honda or visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
And the underdogs, Oakland Athletics, win their first championship since they were in Philadelphia in 1930.
Hi, I'm Raleigh Fingers, Hall of Famer, three-time World Series champion with the Oakland A's, and World Series MVP. Winning takes teamwork, skill, and heart. So when you need an ace for a personal injury lawyer that will win you the game, go with the winning team. Call Venardi Zerata at 833-VZ for me, or go to vzlawfirm.com. Bernardi Serrata, the official injury law firm of the Oakland A's.
unbeatable mileage from Chevron with TechRun unlocks all kinds of unbeatable trips. Like to family dinner the next town over. Or to a family wedding the next town over. Or even to a family reunion over the river and through the woods at Grandma's house. Any drive is worth it to see Grandma. Especially when you can stop along the way for unbeatable cleaning power from Chevron with TechRun. Your engine will be thanking you for making the trip. Download the Chevron app now and find unbeatable mileage near you.
This is Chris Townsend. There are two things that are a must for me: comfort and style. Whether I'm playing golf, going to dinner, I've got to have the right feel. That's why I've partnered with LinkSole, and you're going to love LinkSole. They have just released their new spring line, new fabrics for their polos, lightweight and perfect for technical performance. LinkSole also has new styles for their layers and hoodies with cool prints and seasonal colors. You know what they say in the big leagues: look good, play good. Go to LinkSole.com. That's LinkSole.com.
As Contreras delivers with the 1-0 pitch, he's swung on. Line drive, base hit over the outstretched glove of the leaping Hayes. In the score is Peterson going to second base. Brian, it's 5-0 A's. So Bleday picks up his first RBI since the 10th of May as he singles home. Peterson moves Bryden to second, and it is a 5-0 ball game.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
833-625-2278. Give us a call as the A's Clubhouse Show continues on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. I believe we have Townie standing by, which is perfect timing, Townie, because we were just talking about your boy, Ryan Noda. He continues these at-bats, you know, more walks added to his statistics, but then had those strong defensive plays where he continues to make things look easy. We're talking about how amazing his eyes are. What are you loving about his approach at the plate?
Everything. The last 2 days, I mean, when you think about this, what a hard season this has been in so many different ways, on the field, off the field for A's fans. The fact that you can really, if you're still in this and still following the team, 11 runs last night, 9 runs today, 7 in the first inning. You're talking, you know, less than 24 hours seeing all this offense going in and beating the Pirates 2 out of 3, the third series victory of the year. You know, we've taken a lot of blows. I think, Jessica, and I know Ray's here, is that we should sit back and just enjoy a little bit. Day off tomorrow, but just enjoy this, because this has been a tough season. It's been nice to watch the guys have success. And I think not only for the players, but I think for the coaches, who they don't play, but they live and die with every at-bat. Tommy Everidge does. And then you think about Scott Emerson living with every pitch. And what these coaches put into it, the hours, the amount of hours that everybody's putting into it, and you keep hearing about historic losing, and this is as bad as 1900, and then you got to go back to the Spiders of Cleveland and 1800, and it just all of that noise to get some victories and to feel good about yourself heading into an off day, going to Milwaukee. I'm really happy for these guys. I'm happy for everybody because they are putting the work in. Even though you're not seeing the results, they're putting the work in. And the last 2 days, maybe just maybe, they're finding a little something. And, yeah, what can you say about Ryan Noda? You're talking about when we first met Ryan at spring training. Well, first, when he became an A, we were down at the winter meetings in San Diego when the A's took him in the Rule 5 draft. From the Los Angeles Dodgers, were like, I don't know, we're looking at his numbers saying, obviously this guy gets on base. And we met him for the first time down spring training, and a really confident guy. And you talk to a lot of scouts, they say, hey, that's how a lot of Dodger prospects are, confident. And he knew this was the land of opportunity, and he has fully taken advantage of everything. He's shown us, as you just mentioned, Jessica, how good he is defensively, how athletic he is. He now has an 888 OPS. He's got the number one on base percentage in the American League, third in baseball for people who qualify. So he's third in baseball and on base, number one in the American League. He's starting to hit for power, the home run, the oppo jack today in the seventh. He's extra base hits. This series, 6 for 11, a home run, 4 RBIs, 2 doubles, 5 walks. Man, we talked so much about Ruiz. We talked so much about really Rooker early. Right now, the story for the Oakland Athletics, no question, the guy who's really, you know, growing in front of our eyes is Ryan Noda.
Yeah, especially, I talked to Ray about it earlier, this guy who needed a big league chance and he got it and then some. And, you know, Tony, I want to kind of circle back to your previous point about, you know, these wins. I think they're bringing a sense of normalcy to this team because, like you said, it was dark and it wasn't a Major League Baseball team type of a vibe heading into the clubhouse. And something you said during last night's A's clubhouse show is how important winning actually is. And it sounds silly, but winning ultimately is the factor in determining the success of a team.
Yeah. And for these players, it's like, you go in and tell me that win didn't mean something to James Caprellian last night. Go in and tell Scott Emerson that win for his pitcher didn't matter. Go tell me today Hogan Harris in his first career start. You remember what it was like his first outing. It was such a disaster. Go in there today and tell me once again to Hogan Harris that that win, his first ever career start, getting his first big league win, it didn't matter. Go tell Jace Peterson these last 2 days. I mean, the last 24 hours, I mean, if I was him, I didn't even want to go to sleep last night. And if I'm him, I don't even want to have the day off tomorrow. These two games, as much as they're just two games during a regular season, to a lot of these players, these two games have meant a lot. And just they can fake it all they want to us. And you go into that clubhouse all the time, Jessica, they're going to fake it. When they win is when they tell you the truth. They go, oh, how great this is and how good this feels. I mean, these guys are looking at themselves in the mirror, and it's a big struggle because they just lose over and over again. I mean, just this win today, they're just 2-25 in day games. 2-25. So you know what? When you have these small victories and you build this momentum, I mean, it helps you feel good about yourself. It helps everybody in the organization feel better about themselves.
Yeah, and
I feel better today. How about you? Right, I feel a little taller. I feel a little better looking today. I mean, winning's good.
I mean, yeah, you need all the help you can get in that department, Townie. And I don't ever feel taller because I'm 5'0", but I definitely, I'm right there with you. And you know, these young guys, this is their first taste of the bigs, and they want to get a good example of what to expect when you're heading toward the big show. And it felt like at the beginning of some of these young guys' careers, they weren't getting the right view of what an actual season should look like. And that means you have to throw those wins into it and to have the veterans take place in a part of those as well too. Diaz had a strong game recently. You know, those things are important to look at as well. And then you set the precedents. And that's when we can start reintroducing some of these young guys or the Soderstroms of the world to the team while they're at least winning a few games here and there.
Yeah, think about like Jonah Bride. Jonah Bride mm-hmm. was hot down at AAA. They rewarded him, brought him up 2-for-4 today. He's hitting over 300. You know, you're starting to, you know, 2 days in a row and you're starting to see everybody kind of doing something. I mean, even the first loss in Pittsburgh, 5-4, looking at the old Bible here, the scorebook, looking at how many guys contributed. So you're starting to see a lineup where a lot of guys are doing stuff. And we got to give Scott Emerson credit, too. You know, I mentioned Caprellian, mentioned Harris. Also, J.P. Sears threw the ball well in the series. But you're starting to see the bullpen be a little bit better. I know the numbers are horrific and we can't sugarcoat it, but day after day, it looks like the bullpen is getting better. There's a lot more zeros. There's a lot less walks. I mean, you take Waldichuk out of it today. I mean, Waldichuk, way too many walks. But everybody else who came out of the bullpen today, they didn't walk anybody. So they're starting to put up a lot more zeros. You're starting to find guys that are a little bit more reliable in the bullpen. So there are some good traits going on with this team. Once again, I don't think they're going to go on some crazy run and we're going to be like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. But what I want to see them do is start winning some series, start taking 2 out of 3, and get away from this historic bad stuff. Because that is just to have somebody coming in going, hey, you realize you guys are the first team since 1900? That kind of stuff is just not good.
Yeah, and I'm right there with you. Take a series. And here's actually something that I'm curious about with you, Tony. I asked Ray about it. I know these guys don't really necessarily look at wins about who they're playing. They just want the win. But there has to have some sort of takeaway when you're winning against a team like the Braves, when you're winning against a team like the Pirates.
Yes. I mean, you're looking at teams that, go after that win for the Pirates in game one, they were now in first place in the NL Central. And yes, you took on the Atlanta Braves, and now you're going to go up against a Milwaukee Brewers team that's going to be in first place when you show up there on Friday to play. So if you can take two out of three or potentially sweep, don't want to get ahead of myself, but if you go in and win the series, take two out of three from back-to-back first-place teams, and now you're coming back home, and it's going to be no day at the beach because you got the Rays coming in. They're the best team in baseball. It's just it builds confidence. Winning builds confidence, and it helps justify all the hard work. All the hard work and you keep on losing, man, it makes it hard to do it. But when you start winning and you're working that hard and everything that you do physically and everything that you do mentally and all the video and everything that you're doing trying to get better, there's validation. This team needed some validation. This is not a lot of wins, not trying to oversell it, but I just think for the team, winning some games, playing well, putting up a lot of runs, it's validation for everybody.
I'm right there with you. I too need validation. We have Mike in Texas on line six. Mike, it sounds like you're a little concerned about the A's move at shortstop.
Well, here's what I don't understand. Let's start by saying great weekend. The starting pitching was very good. And like Towny said, let's take Waldichuk out of it. But my problem with the shortstop move is, did we get better bringing Smith up? They said he was hitting a hot 260 at AAA. Well, Nick Allen was hitting 330 when he came up. I mean, Horizon is hitting way better down in AA. Why not take the opportunity to bring Horizon up and let him play some short and see what he can do? Because we know what Kevin Smith is. We know what Nick is. Nick's a way better fielder. I mean, he's going to save you some runs, but I've seen Horizon play. He's a smooth fielding shortstop. I'm looking at it from the fan, so maybe I don't see it. But it's just, when are we going to stop playing with not getting better or just not going forward?
Yeah, you know, Towny and I talked about this on the A's Total Access show yesterday, presented by Chevron. And Towny, we kind of had the same concerns.
Yeah, now we're getting into the bringing double-A guys up to the big leagues, which we talked to David Forrest on A's Cast Live on the David Forrest show about that. He didn't rule it out, so maybe we will see it. I'll believe it when they actually start making those moves, because there's quite a few guys down at double-A who are having some definite success. And the question really is, if they go to triple-A, what really do they get out of it? Because we know the play at AAA, we've documented it, we've talked about it. It's just, you go to AAA, everybody's going to put up numbers. Everybody's going to be, you know, hitting dingers. Pitchers aren't as bad as their numbers. And it's really not regular baseball. It's baseball that's played in altitude. It's in desert and thin air. And it's just not normal. And then all of a sudden you come to the big league. So do you really get a huge benefit leaving Midland and going to Vegas? Or can you just go from Midland to Oakland? Now, you got to realize, too, there's still the business side of this. Kevin Smith is still a part of the Matt Chapman trade. Mm-hmm. You still have to remember there's the business side, right? And I've talked about, you know, what you're going to look at in June, when sometimes when you're saying, well, why are you still playing this guy? Well, you want to believe if you can get some of your veteran guys to start playing well, that all of a sudden they will have a trade value. If they get better, there will be, you know, there's going to be way more buyers than there are going to be sellers. And if there's injuries in June and then into July, there's going to be teams calling up who just need some players. And they're going to want to have players that have some experience. So there's going to be reasons why you want to play certain guys and get those guys going before you just go, to hell with it. Let's just start bringing guys up from Midland.
Yeah, and I could see there being a situation where when you're playing for Midland, you're exposed to the same teams over and over again. So maybe it could be I guess that's kind of the case in the PCL. They're having like 6-game series right now, so that's kind of a similar situation. But the Midland Midland League is way fewer teams, so that could be a reason to stay around in, you know, AAA. Who knows? But right there with you, PCL. Like, I'm batting 300. It's just one of those things that those take place, and maybe they do need to get tattooed if it's a pitcher situation. Maybe they do need to develop that confidence in AAA. But then sometimes that confidence they develop in AAA gets humbled when they get promoted to the bigs.
Well, I would say a good sign is that there is talent there. And we know there's talent there. Whether you're talking about Butler, or you're talking about Clark, or you're talking about Harris, Hernandez. I mean, there are players down there, and it's going to take time. We don't know when we're going to see him. We don't even know when we're going to see Soderstrom or Geloff, or when Diaz is going to come back, or Cody Thomas. We don't know. But at some point, it's going to happen. At some point, there will be more of a youth movement. I think myself and everybody else, we just have to be patient. Certain guys are going to get looks that they want to get back to some respectable numbers because they may want to move them. You know, right now is when all the different people in our business, when we're talking about GMs, assistant GMs, are calling each other. They're having conversations. They're planting seeds. Because trades just don't happen overnight. So you're finding out, what are your needs? What are you looking for? Okay, I'm going to send my scouts to look at your organization. You know, there's a lot of recon that has to go on at this time of the year before the actual deals get made. So you just have to, you know, the A's have time. I mean, we're not sitting here going, oh, my God, who are we going to trade because we're trying to get in the playoffs. I mean, if anybody has time and if anybody can be patient, right now it can be the Oakland A's.
Yeah, and Mike, thanks for the call. That was a great question. And I actually got a tweet today, somebody asking me what's the holdup on Soderstrom. And I think there's definitely a lot of anticipation for him. And did you talk to Forrest about Soderstrom recently, Townie?
We also talked to Bill Moriarty about it. And I've been thinking about, this is just from me, I think Nota is kind of changing the game here. Because it was easy to say, okay, who's the catcher of the future? As of right now, Langoliers. Okay, you got a lot of catchers in the system. A lot of people think Susak, the number one pick out of Arizona, he is definitely going to be a player. Okay, so you're going to move Soderstrom to first base. That's what people have been saying for a long time. In the end, he'll be at first base. And that's where I come and I go, whoa, slow down. I don't know how I'm taking Nota out of the lineup. How am I taking a guy who plays defense the way Nota does, a guy that has an eye like Nota, who's leading the American League in on-base percentage and is now starting to hit for more extra base hits, and he's got an 888 OPS. I'm not moving that guy. So now what happens with Soderstrom? If you're saying, well, you got to bring him up. Well, you're not going to bring him up just to be a DH. You never want young guys just to be a DH. And in AAA, he's just been playing first base and catcher. It's like, I know Soderstrom is a good enough athlete. You can put him in the outfield. That may be the next step is, okay, you're going to have – the bat's going to play. Like I was talking with Shooty Babbitt, our super scout, who works for the Oakland Athletics. I was doing the NBC pre- and post-game live with him. And he's saying, I love him. All scouts love, everybody loves Soderstrom's bat. The question is, where is he going to play now that Nota's really starting to establish himself as the guy at first base?
Yeah, and so I guess it's a good problem to have when it comes to that aspect. And, you know, our starter today, Hogan Harris, first MLB win during his first MLB start. Here's what he had to say after the game.
Celebrate the shower.
Well, the beer shower, dirty shower, whatever you want to call it, is definitely very cool. Something I'm happy we, for the most part, I think I only have to live once. But it was a moment I definitely won't ever forget.
Obviously, your last couple outings, we're technically starting, coming out of the bullpen. To get a start today, Kotze said, kind of a sign of you kind of earning it from first starting. It was like just to go out there for a first start and just kind of start from the beginning of this thing.
It was It was pretty cool. I mean, honestly, luckily having the opener and stuff like that, it was all I did was just have my whole routine just set it back 15 minutes. So going from that to this wasn't too big of a deal, but it felt really good in my head having the head coach, manager, whatever you want to call it, have that confidence now to be able to put me in. So that was gave me just a bit of confidence going in.
What's kind of going through your mind when you just see seven runs on the board in the first and just kind of everyone going up there?
I love it. I love seeing all the boys have success, for sure. Took a while for me to be able to go out and throw again after I warmed up, but that's okay. That's what we have a brick wall for. So, yeah, I mean, definitely no complaints, for sure.
How did you feel just when, overall for you out there on the mound?
Overall, felt good. A little bit of rhythm off from time to time. Not luckily, it wasn't consistently having issues, but you know, just a couple pitches here and there. I was like, okay, gotta fix this, gotta fix that, but nothing too major. So overall, I felt pretty good.
Just kind of, it's kind of obvious just how important is it for you guys to end the series like this, back-to-back wins, going on to next stop on the road.
Oh well, it's absolutely massive because from what I saw, I think we were 10 and 52 before 2 games ago or something like that. So I think we're 2-0. On our last 100 games going forward, so far we're 1,000%.
Hogan, you mentioned that's what we have a brick wall for. Were you just bouncing a ball against the wall during
the
first
inning? Yeah, just had one of the weighted balls and just went down the tunnel and just threw a few just to keep the arm moving. I thought it was going to be all right, but you know, we just kept on getting on base, which I couldn't fathom a better problem to have. So just went down and threw a few against the wall, and then we just were ready to go once we got in.
Thanks, Hogan.
Thank you.
A good problem to have indeed. Your arm gets a little tired when you're waiting for your team to finish batting around. And he said that he loved seeing the success of the other guys, which is good. And he didn't talk about, oh yeah, it's less pressure, because like Johnny D said, heading into the clubhouse show, he was pitching with, you couldn't tell if he had less pressure. He was still pitching as if it were a 1-0 game, which ultimately is what matters. Because I hear a lot, you know, the pitchers say, yeah, there's less pressure. But in this case, he still stayed competitive throughout his outings. So that was good to see.
Do you know what the number one thing you need to do as a starter when you get a big lead? Do you know what the number one thing is?
Nothing different. Do nothing different.
Throw strikes.
There you go.
You need to throw, like, even when he gave up the solo home run to Castro, which was a big bunt. Doesn't matter. It's one run. It's one. You gave up one run. That's it. Keep pumping strikes. Because what happens, if you get out to a big lead and all of a sudden you come out and you're a zoo and you're turning this into a really long game and your defense is standing back on their heels and next thing you know, you're walking the ballpark and you start to lose the momentum and here comes the other team and it's, oh, no, you've got to keep that. You got to get out there, pump strikes. Utilize your defense, and if you give up a run or two, doesn't matter because you already have a huge lead. And that's exactly what Hogan Harris did today. He went out there, challenged them, and let his defense work behind him. It was 5 innings, wasn't a ton of pitches. I think it was like 75 pitches or whatever, but he did his job. You get that big lead, go out and throw strikes.
You can't be scared for the opposing team to hit off of you. Doesn't matter how many runs you have behind you. So exactly right. George, I believe you have a question, or you have another guy that you'd like to see come up from the minors over on line one.
Yes, Jessica, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. And congratulations on the A's getting their second 2-game win streak going. But I do have a trade proposition, and I brought it up to Towny earlier. And this is, I think, a very good trade bait. I mentioned there was one player in the Rangers organization in AAA. His last name is Tsutsugo. It's T-S-U-T-S-U-G-O. And his regular name is Yoshitomo. And the reason why he's a good piece of trade bait is because he used to be a star on the Yokohama Bay Stars back when he was playing in Japan as an all-star. And the reason why you should get him is because you could play him for a month. Towny can say all kinds of things, whatever, he's terrible, da-da-da, or he's great, da-da-da. And then you could trade him back to Japan. because in Japan, there's a player I want you all not to Google, but to YouTube. And this player's name is Maki, M-A-K-I, Shugo, S-H-U-G-O, Shugo Maki. He is very known for dancing. He's 25 years old. He plays a little
Say no more. You talked me into him. You talked me into it. I'm already into it.
Wait a minute. Now you want me to go get the 31-year-old.
Yes.
In the Rangers system to bring him over, then to flip him for a 25-year-old and have a trade between a Major League Baseball team and a Japanese. You're trying to use Jessica on this, my friend. You're just trying to. I know what you're doing here.
Check out Maki Shugo's YouTube, and he was the mood maker for the Japan team in the WBC. So I want you to check him out. I want you to check out his dance moves. And I know, Tony, you're going to look at it, and you're going to say, deep down in your heart, I know you're going to want him. But then, you know, every time you can see his dancing celebrations, and I dare you to copy his dance moves. How about that, Tony?
I got to see him first.
I will videotape it. County doing these dance moves, and I'll tweet about.
Oh God!
So we're gonna go get a 31-year-old Japanese player in the minor leagues for the Rangers.
Uh-huh.
Bring him
former
here,
all-star in Japan,
and then flip him because
for a 25-year-old.
Because
you're gonna throw in Tony Kemp as well.
Because of
course you dare.
Because of course,
but Tony Kemp has learned how to bunt though, so he'll come back to the majors. He needs to know how to bunt. He can't bunt.
So you're telling me the Japanese team wants to flip a 25-year-old for a 31-year-old?
No, because the Yokohama Bay Stars, where Bauer's playing right now, that's Tsutsugo's old team. He was the main star on that team. So they're going to want him back. He's 31 years old, so it's a homecoming for him. Method to the madness, Tony.
I don't know if I'm buying this one.
But YouTube, you got a YouTube. Maki, dance, World Baseball Classic. Tony, you got to do the dance. He's got a few dance moves.
Hey, how about if Tony Kemp gets his batting average over 200, then maybe I'll do the dance.
if Tony Kemp needs to get his batting average over 200, he needs to learn how to bully the third baseman. They say, you know, don't bully anybody, but he needs to bully a third baseman. That should be his only goal when he comes to step to the plate.
All right.
If he can do that, then, you know, he'll be over 200, but he needs to learn how to bunt. If he doesn't know how to bunt, come on to Japan. We want Tony Kemp, too.
All right. You're not even playing him?
I
don't know. I'll think about it. Appreciate the phone call, George. I don't know if you noticed this. This is another day Tony Kemp hasn't played.
Yeah.
Yeah, things are not – I mean, as much as we all love Tony Kemp, things are not good.
Yeah. And he was on the A's – Total Access presented by Chevron show a couple games back. And, you know, I asked him, you know, these numbers aren't characterized with what you're able to do. And it's a lot of resetting for him. And, you know, he's also a resource for these young guys. So I asked him, and it makes me think of Aledmys Diaz too. The lessons these guys learn are because they teach these lessons or because they've messed up in the past too. One of his lessons is, I need to get the bat on the ball, and he's a veteran. He knows what he needs to do to get that done. And it's all about execution at this point.
Yeah. It's going to be a tough, like for Jace Peterson, what the past two games have meant to him just to get his numbers up, right? He's gotten that batting average up to 225, which is super low, but you know, if he could build on this for some of these, you know, Ramon Laureano, great to have hopefully the visa. I haven't really checked into it today, but obviously back in the lineup, he got his visa situation fixed. But, you know, look at Rooker, to get two more hits, had the home run last night because Rooker was sinking like a stone. So just to get him back going, and then to see Brownie again today, three more hits. So to have some of the veteran guys, but if you're a veteran guy and you're not hitting, there's going to be some tough calls, unfortunately.
I agree, and it's sad. And we talked about this before, and he knows he's struggling, so hopefully he gets it figured out. One can only hope. As the A's Clubhouse Show continues on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network, we have a lot coming up, so stay tuned.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
The doctor will see you now.
But do they really? Do they see you as a mother who's a daughter and a caregiver? Fearless, but sometimes fearful? A health nut with a French fry habit? An O-positive geologist named Patty, who's here today for a melanoma exam. At Kaiser Permanente, we believe the only way to care for all of you is by seeing all that is you. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you. Learn more at kp.org.
And the underdogs, Oakland Athletics, win their first championship since they were in Philadelphia in 1930.
Hi, I'm Raleigh Fingers, Hall of Famer, three-time World Series champion with the Oakland A's, and World Series MVP. Winning takes teamwork, skill, and heart. So when you need an ace for a personal injury lawyer that will win you the game, go with the winning team. Call Venardi Zerata at 833-VZ for me, or go to vzlawfirm.com. Venardi Serrata, the official injury law firm of the Oakland A's.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Innovation is at the core of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students preserve genetic information from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and the entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
And the pitch is swung on, hit the right field, hit deep. Whitefield going back at the track, over his head, and over the wall. Do you believe that?
You're listening to A's Cast.
And the lefty's first pitch is swung on and hit it deep, hit a ton, hit way back to left, and that is in the upper deck. Bombs away for Shea Langeliers. My goodness, he hit that ball a long way.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
Center fielder Blade shaded towards right center as the pitch swung on a missed high fastball. He elevated, got him on the cutter, and that is the second strikeout for Harris. That's a big one there.
I was just going to say that's a big out because the Pirates have the momentum right now with three unanswered runs. They got out of a bases loaded, nobody out jam a couple innings ago. After a one-out walk to McCutchen, you're talking now a 3-2 count to Reynolds. He gets on base. The wheels start turning.
The A's win this one 9-5 over the Pirates and take the series as the A's Clubhouse Show here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network continues. Ray Ray, I will say, the one thing I'm really happy for, or the one person I'm very happy for, is Mark Kotze. I feel like he had to have a tough time picking out some of the positives. And there were positives, whether it was the hitting, whether it was some of the defensive capabilities. Sometimes the bullpen was strong. J.P. Sears would have a strong outing here or there. But now I feel like he has less pressure to talk about some of those positives going on that in that roster.
Yeah, it's a lot easier when you're winning. And the managerial job is tough enough already. And Kotze, I think he's been handling everything, the ups and downs as best he can. And I think one of the biggest strengths towards Kotze's character as a manager is how other managers speak with him. I know Cody and Townie had Derek Shelton on A's Cast Live earlier, and he spoke the world of Kotze as a leader. So I think that's a positive sign that Kotze is the guy to steer the ship and get these guys going in the right directions. But yeah, you have to feel good for everyone in this team right now with the current success, but Kotze up among the top for sure.
And if you want to get a compliment from somebody, might as well be Shelton. Here's what Mark Kotze said after today's win.
Yeah, no, it feels good. Obviously, wins are important, and what we're chasing every day. So, you know, for the club to come out and play the way we did the last two nights after a rough game on Monday night, it shows the character and just shows the work that they're putting in right now. And we talk about it a lot. And you know, last series against the Braves, you know, it feels good because you're working really hard to, you know, prepare and to make change. And if without the result, it's difficult to see the incremental improvements. So, you know, the last two nights, the offense, you know, has done a great job with their approach. They've been, you know, passing the bat along down the line and feeding off each other, which we talked about. You know, hitting is contagious, and we've seen that the last 2 days.
We talked about Hogan Harrison just showed the last two outings for him to go out there for his first start and kind of pitch the way it did. We think this is happening too.
Yeah, you know, we talked pregame a little bit about his poise and his presence, and you know, for only his fourth time out on the mound in the big leagues. I thought he kept his composure real well. You know, when he got in trouble, he stayed relaxed and executed pitches. And, you know, so for him, real happy for him for his first major league win.
What do you think of this Ryan Nota just over the past few weeks? Obviously, the results have been really good. But what do you think just the way he's kind of taking this role every day and establishing himself?
No, I think for Ryan, you know, it's tough when you're a Rule 5 kid. We talked a little bit about that early, feeling comfortable with a new team, being in the big leagues for the first time, knowing that, you know, a team took a chance on you in a Rule 5 draft, which, you know, creates some level of expectation. And for how he's handled that through April and May, and now to see the confidence, you know, it's a good sign. It's a good sign for a young player to become more comfortable and more confident at this level.
Townie, I have to say, I think Ryan Nota and Mark Kotze are kindred spirits in their own right.
Well, neither of them are very excitable. I can tell you this, though. Mark Kotze's got to be sleeping a little better.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question. I mean, it's you know, the coaching staff doesn't get the wins and the losses, but Kotze's record does. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we don't really talk a lot about because it's not really pleasant. But since he took over last year, where 102 losses, and this year now 50 losses, I mean, it's a lot of losses on his record. So, and he's got to be the one that he leads this club. And it's not easy. It's not the losing just wears on everybody. And when we go in and talk with Mark Kotze for the Mark Kotze show in his office, you could just tell it's not easy. Really is not easy. So just to get a couple wins, you know, feel good about yourself. And hopefully tomorrow, maybe a little team bonding thing. I don't know what they're going to do in Milwaukee, but maybe, you know, a bunch of people from the traveling party went over to the Roberto Clemente Museum, which was a lot of fun just to see the video of. I didn't know it existed, and it was a very, you know, an emotional baseball experience for everybody. If you listen to them, our own broadcasters talked about it, but hopefully they'll all get together and do something, and maybe, I don't know, golf, whatever, but be together. And right, because right now, you know, you got some good vibes going, right? Got some good feelings having won two in a row, and just not winning two in a row the way you won two in a row, where it's the entire team is contributing, pretty much the entire 26-man roster is contributing. So hopefully they all stay together, do something on Thursday, and then go after them in Milwaukee on Friday.
It's going to be golf in a brewery, I bet. You can't go to Milwaukee.
There'll be some type of brewery involved. I don't know if golf will be involved, but there'll be some type of brewery involved. I would put my money on that.
I feel like you can have one without the other, but maybe.
I mean, you're in Milwaukee, for God's sake. So this is what these people do. Isn't that and sausages?
Cheese curds, too.
Yeah.
Curds, very.
It's a great day.
You're in Wisconsin, baby. I mean,
and you're not ingesting it to like take the sadness away. You're ingesting it because you just came off of a series win. That's even better.
You're excitable. Yeah, you're enjoying this one. You're enjoying being in Milwaukee. Yeah, I mean, so this is where, you know, you always talk about road trips, right? Road trips can be tough. It's long. It's away from wives, girlfriends, kids. But sometimes road trips are great because they're bonding, because you're with each other constantly. You're on planes. You're on buses. You're in hotels together. You know, so I bet it's real miserable when you're not doing well. But being on the road together can be a good thing when you're starting to play well and you're starting to get those vibes. And you heard Ryan Noda after the game talk about how, you know, seems like some things are starting to click.
Yeah, and it's about time, and it's the perfect time of the season to do it. It's always a good time to be on a roll. But especially right now. Townie, thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it.
All righty. I'll be back. I'm going on vacation. I'll be back next Thursday.
Well, you deserve vacation, and don't worry. We have it all covered, okay?
All right. You guys enjoy. Be well. And hopefully, when I'm gone, they win a lot more games, and you guys can be talking about a lot more wins.
Yeah, we can say that you're bad luck.
Well.
I love you, Jessica Kleinschmidt.
Oh, wow.
Townie. Wow.
Oh, wow. I do love you, Jessica Kleinschmidt.
I love you, too. You love Ray Jensen, too.
I have not said that. I have not said that publicly. I don't know if Ray has done enough for the love yet. I think he has to work a little harder. You know what? I like Ray.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Thank you, Scott Emerson. But to all the A's fans, with all the stuff going on, I know it's tough. And we're still years away from anything, and it's tough to tell people that. But sometimes you can smell the roses and enjoy a couple of victories.
I agree. Thanks, Townie.
Be well.
Give us a call, 833-625-2278. We're wrapping up here. A couple more segments left, but I'm right there with Townie, Ray. I think this is not only a good game, it's a good win. And the thing that Mark Kotze has been preaching from the beginning, and he's been preaching it literally since he got the job. He wants to see good, clean baseball, and errors happen. Some of these snafus happen. Hogan Harris will give up a home run. These things will happen, but it looks like it's some good, clean baseball going on right now.
Yeah. Pardon. I'm still recoiling from the fact that I have to fight for Townie's love. You already have that in the bag already, but I think that's an overlooked factor, specifically in today's game, Jess. The clean baseball, the defense is a lot crisper as of late. It struggled mightily early on, but a lot cleaner. And I think the young guys that have come up and gained more confidence is a big, big factor towards the cleaner defense. And you can't really make mistakes because, as we mentioned, it's not getting easier in terms of opponent quality. They're going to make you pay on those mistakes. So with the Brewers and then the Rays and the Phillies coming up, clean baseball is crucial.
Yeah, and we have an off day coming up like we were talking about. We love an off day, but it's always a better off day when you're coming off of a series win, because that way when you're ingesting brews and you're ingesting any sort of, you know, just fun, you're not doing it to force yourself out of a funk because you're already happy. I know how many times where I've tried to like go work out to make myself happier, and sometimes it's just not going to solve anything. Sometimes endorphins don't win. Sometimes sadness overpowers endorphins, and that's okay.
Yeah, well, I'm a lunatic. I just work out, and
you really are.
Yeah, it's crazy. So we're built a little bit different, but no, yeah, I agree. Sometimes you just want to eat Oreos on the couch and just forget everything.
Yes. Sometimes a few episodes of Scandal and 4 Oreo thins, and I'm good to go. As the A's Clubhouse show continues, we have some more on tap, including the out of town scoreboard and what's on deck. Stay tuned.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services. specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
We are right in the middle of major season on the PGA Tour. Hey, those guys are good. But it won't stop you from having a great golf outing at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Just a short drive south of fast-paced Silicon Valley, the 27 holes of championship golf will give you and your friends a full day of enjoyment. Plus, a great 19th hole experience awaits at the Grill. Not only golf, but Cinnabar Hills is ready to provide a first-class experience for any event. Learn more at CinnabarHills.com, CinnabarHills.com.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Tonight, I've got a bonfire at the lake with friends. First, I need a spritz of my off-clean feel. My summer style is all about fun and not about... I don't need mosquito bite red clashing with this crochet top. It's purple. It's bright. I could definitely pair it with my amethyst eyeshadow palette. Best part is, ugly mosquitoes won't be messing with my fiery vibes. With off-clean feel, I've got 8 hours of not sticky, fragrance-free protection. Get your pre-party protection on with off-clean feel. SC Johnson, a family company.
Is convenience a state of mind or a real thing? At Extra Mile, it's a real thing, and it's in everything they do. The stores are spacious, organized, clean, and well-lit, so you can get in quickly, get what you need, and keep going. It's just what you'd expect from a place serving up the hot and fresh food and snacks you love. So treat you right, and check out Extra Mile's fresh take on the convenience store experience. Extra Mile convenience stores at select Chevron and Texaco locations.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
This is Chris Townsend. There are two things that are a must for me: comfort and style. Whether I'm playing golf, going to dinner, I've got to have the right feel. That's why I've partnered with LinkSole, and you're going to love LinkSole. They have just released their new spring line, new fabrics for their polos, lightweight and perfect for technical performance. LinkSole also has new styles for their layers and hoodies with cool prints and seasonal colors. You know what they say in the big leagues: look good, play good. Go to LinkSole.com. That's LinkSole.com.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail. The ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way. Offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Whether it's a midweek trip to the ballpark to catch a game or a weekend of baseball for the family, grab your tickets for an A's game this season. Secure your seats today for all the biggest matchups, fireworks, drone shows, giveaways, and more. Don't miss out on all the things happening this season.
Rose and Seth. It's a drive into center. It's deep, and Straw is back at the track. He will turn and watch it fly.
Tickets are only $10, so grab yours now at athletics.com/tickets. That's athletics.com/tickets.
Hi, we're Comparian Insurance Agency. Right now you're thinking, Comparian, never heard of them. We know. We also know that you have no idea that Comparian Insurance Agents are local and provide expert advice. So to help it stick, we're going to say local agent 4 times in the next 15 seconds. Ready? Go. Our local agents know you and your community. Our local agents offer insurance from top carriers. Our local agents have minty fresh breath.
Find us at ComparianInsurance.com. Comparian Insurance Agency. Local agents. Expert advice.
And there's number 4.
With Peterson at second, Laureano at third. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Contreras. That swung on, hit into center field for a base hit. Laureano will score, going to third base. Peterson, it's 4-0 Oakland. So Jonah Bride picks up his second RBI. Some Boo Birds are out as Peterson stops at third. It's a 4-run first inning.
This is A's Clubhouse.
Welcome back to the A's Clubhouse show here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. We're going to take a look at our out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Mechanics Bake. And since we were the early game, it's mainly just a lot of previews going on today. We were up extremely early here on the West Coast for our slate, but the Mariners currently are facing the Padres over there in San Diego. The Padres lead 4-0 in the bottom of the third. Later on, the Orioles will take on the Brewers over there in Milwaukee, get them warmed up for our guys. Later on, 6:10 p.m. Eastern, the Royals head to Miami to face the Marlins. Lyles and Cabrera on the mound for those game for those teams. The Twins head to Tampa to face the Rays. Armstrong and Lopez will be on the mound. Dodgers at Reds with Syndergaard on the bump against Williamson. Mets and Braves over there starts at 7:20 with Scherzer against Morton. And finishing things up, we also have the Giants and the Rockies. Love a good NL West rivalry. Webb versus Seabold. And we have a couple postponements, actually, Ray. The Tigers and the Phillies have to make up a game on June 8th due to air quality. Same thing with the White Sox and the Yankees. A lot of smoke going on over there in New York. Do you remember how bad it was when we had to deal with that over here in California? Were you here yet? I don't know if you were here yet.
I might have been. Yeah. It's been interesting. Yeah, a lot of my East Coast folks that I'm still in touch with back in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, it's a little hazy out there because of the wildfires in Quebec. So stay safe if you're listening out in that area or in the Great White North. Hope you're doing okay and staying safe. Kind of always a scary and precarious situation with wildfires. And of course, listeners in California know that well.
Yeah. And, you know, not even just California. I'm from Reno. There's tons of fires that happen there. Do not go outside if you can avoid it at all costs. Seriously, because it really does do some damage to your lungs. And we're going to pause for station identification.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland, and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
Now it's time to see what's on deck, presented by Ashby Lumber. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs. Learn more at ashbylumber.com. On Friday at 3 p.m. our time, A's Cast Live will begin. A's total, actually, you know, Saris will be joining at 3:10. That's who we have so far. And it's going to be a shorter A's Cast Live, but that's okay. If you've met, you know, Saris, it'll go by very fast. He is full of information. And fun fact, Eno actually gave me my first big writing gig with Fangraphs back in the day. So I love him, Teresa's pieces. He's the best. With that, Alex Jensen will be filling in for Chris Townsend, and Cody Elias will be there as well, because we cannot have that without Cody, the Commander. Vince will have another edition of the Greatest A's Playoff Games, and he will chat with Mark Kotze. First pitch at 5 p.m. against the Brewers, live from Milwaukee. Vince Catronio and Alex Jensen on the call. Can I just say, I love Alex Jensen and Johnny Dosco together so much.
Yeah, great pairing. Yeah, Johnny's been a great addition to our broadcast crew this year, and Alex filled in a bit last year as well, and happy he was able to accept our call this year, because he does an excellent job in Stockton and up here in the major league level as well. Hopefully we can get him a couple more wins, because Stockton not doing too hot this year.
They're not doing too hot this year. Yeah, and it's just great to have him on the show. I love prepping with him. He's so much fun to do the pregame show with, and just, you know, a guy who knows the grind in the minors, and you got to give him props for that as well. And yeah, that's all we have, I believe, for you guys. Don't forget on Friday, and enjoy the off day, y'all. Go out and get you some on a Thursday. And we have first pitch for Brewers versus us. Vince Catronio and Alex Jensen on the call. Like I said, Medina versus Hauser on the bump. That's going to be an exciting game. I love each outing that Luis Medina does because he just gets better and better. Thanks for joining us here on the A's Clubhouse Show here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Check us out on the A's YouTube channel as well. Ray, thanks so much for joining me, and we'll see you guys at the ballpark.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Now the pitch to Mathias. It's swung on and missed, and the A's have won it. Improbable, but a great win for the A's.
On the run is Ozuna. He's at the wall. It carries, and it will go. Opposite field home run for Seth Brown.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A's cast for exclusive content, including pre- and post-game for every game.
Hit the right field and shallow. A trio of A's kept going up. Makes an unbelievable circus catch. And Adele goes back to second. A leaping, diving play by Tony Kemp.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of A's Baseball.